This is module number 5, the basics for the belief in the Messianic Kingdom and general characteristics of the Messianic Kingdom.
We now enter into a new segment of our studies of eschatology, dealing with what is called in Jewish circles the Messianic Kingdom, in Gentile circles the Millennium. I want to begin with discussing what is the basis for the belief in the Messianic Kingdom. Because people who believe in a future kingdom period following the second coming, which are known as pre-millennialists, have often been criticized for basing their belief on the millennium entirely on one passage of scripture, which is Revelation 20. Because it is found in a book well noted for its high use of symbols, they claim it is foolish to take the 1,000 years literally, but that is hardly a valid criticism. To begin with, while it is true that the book of Revelation uses many symbols, as we have been showing throughout these lectures, it's always emphasizing the consistency of symbolic usage. And it's already been shown that the meaning of all these symbols is explained either within the book of Revelation or elsewhere in Scripture. Furthermore, never are years used in a symbolic way in this book. If they are symbolic, the symbolism is nowhere explained. The meaning of the 1,260 days, or 42 months, or 3.5 years, are all literal, not symbolic. Hence, there is no need to take the 1,000 years as anything but literal years. The desire to spiritualize the text always places the burden of proof on the interpreter. And without objective proof, it will result in a subjective interpretation. It is, of course, true that the figure of 1,000 years is only found in Revelation 20, but is recorded 6 different times in this one text. If repetition tries to do anything, it suddenly endeavors to make a specific point. While it is true that the millennium, that is the 1,000 years, is found only in Revelation 20, the belief in the Messianic Kingdom does not rest on this passage alone. In fact, it hardly results on it at all. The basis for the belief in the Messianic Kingdom is twofold. First, there are the unfulfilled promises of the Jewish covenants, promises that can only be fulfilled in a Messianic Kingdom. Second, there are the unfulfilled prophecies of the Jewish prophets. There are numerous prophecies in the Hebrew Bible that speak of the coming of the Messiah who reigned from the throne of David and ruled over a peaceful kingdom. There is a great amount of material in the Hebrew Bible on the Messianic Kingdom, and the belief in the Messianic Kingdom rests on the basis of a literal interpretation of this massive amount of material.